Good morning, Captain Marty Brill here. Talk a little fishing on Tuesday, April the 30th. Got plenty of stuff to talk about. I'll be right back. Hey y'all, Captain Marty here to tell you that when my friends are in the market for a new boat engine, repair, or repower, I send them to the best in the business, and that's at Radcliffe Marine in Belhaven. Radcliffe Marine is your official Honda outboard dealer. Honda motors are designed to get you on the water fast and get you back to the dock safely and quickly. Radcliffe Marine is best known as the largest repower center in North Carolina. So when you're in the market for a new motor or you need your Honda service, go to Radcliffe Marine, 865 Highway 264 Belhaven.
Teach's Lair Marina in Hatteras Village is the closest spot on the Outer Banks to the Gulf Stream. Just inside Hatteras Inlet, Teach's Lair is fully loaded with bait, tackle, ice, snacks, and drinks for your fun-filled day out on the water. Want to get rigged up to catch the big one? Lee and the gang in the tackle shop can outfit you to catch whatever is eager to get hooked. To see the marina, the tackle shop, or to book a charter, go online to teachslair.com. Teach's Lair Marina in Hatteras Village. Your fishing venture awaits.
We are at the time of year when the variety is increasing, the species, things like that. Mondays are not great fishing days this time of year because you don't have a lot of boats that are booked. We're in the time of year when the charters are mostly on the weekends, or let's say Thursday through Sunday, something like that. A few boats did get offshore yesterday, and down to Hatteras they continue to catch dolphin, some blackfin tuna, occasionally a wahoo in the catches down that way. And inshore, when the weather permits, they're catching king mackerel. They're doing some bottom fishing, catching beeliners and amberjack. Some of the inshore boats that are fishing around the inlet, and that would include also in the inlet and back in the sound, are catching some bigger drum, some red drum, so that's good. The Oregon Inlet Fleet has had several days of very good yellowfin tuna fishing, including some limits, which is roughly 18 tuna. 18 tuna at 50 pounds apiece is 900 pounds of tuna, but a 600 pound catch is not unusual, but don't go planning on catching 600 to 900 pounds of tuna, you could be disappointed. But it is the time of year when we do have those great big catches like that. They also are catching some dolphin or mahi, mostly in the smaller class of fish. When they get boats out inshore, and again, they don't have many inshore boats or nearshore boats this time of year, but there are ribbon fish to be caught, sea bass as well. The ribbon fishing will last us all summer long when they get the boats out there looking for it. That's a new addition since I retired from it, but they are they're not very pretty, but they fight hard, they jump, and they're good to eat. So if you haven't tried one yet, that's a price point in a lot of our seafood markets. So go out there and give a ribbon fish a try, whether you're catching it or buying it in the local seafood market. A surf and pier fishing, everything hold about the same. We had down at Ramp 55 last couple of days. There's been some big sea mullets down there on sand fleas and fish bites, which are a synthetic bait. We also, Rodanthe Pier has really been in the meat a lot lately. They've had puppy drum, they've had bluefish, they've had some yearling red drum, some sea mullet, stuff like that. North of Oregon Inlet, I don't have a report for every pier, but Avalon Pier, sheephead, blues, and black drum up that way. So you got that going on, and a puppy drum as well. Those puppy drums seem like they're in every area of our fishing report. In fact, we'll talk about what's going on in the sound when I get back from this short break.
Real. That's the first word that comes to mind when I think about Outland Seafood in Mann's Harbor. Yeah, they're the first and last place you see coming to and leaving the Outer Banks on Highway 64 in Dare County, but they're also real when it comes to fresh local seafood. Troy Outland, real. Curtis and Josh, real. The Indoor Crab Shedders, real. Stop by and see for yourself right next to White Shopping Center and check them out on social media. Outland Seafood in Mann's Harbor, real.
So you're a sound fisherman. I hope you have a boat. That's what you're going to need mostly, or you can go on a guided boat, a guided trip with our backcountry guides, half a day of fishing, one captain. You go along with two people's ideal. Three is, they'll take four, but two or three is ideal. You go out there and you talk about learning and shortening the learning curve on how to catch a puppy drum or a speckled trout. They will teach you how to do that, but it's a great way to get out there in the sound there and do that fishing. If you have your own boat, I would recommend the Western Pamlico right now. There's a lot of bluefish and puppy drum to be caught, and a few speckled trout. The speckled trout are more over on the western sound. The puppy drum and bluefish are back to Ocracoke and back of Hatteras. A lot of the Hatteras charter boats, the backcountry charter boats, are doing really good on both of those. And there's still a few black drum and sheephead in those catches as well. I did see one catch in our freshwater fishing areas, crappie. I promised you yesterday that as the air warms up, the seawater temperatures, or in this case, the freshwater temperatures, will warm up and the crappie should start to bite. So I saw a catch yesterday on the North River of a few crappie up that way on minnows, on live minnows. So that's all I really have in the freshwater report, but we got a nice warm week coming up. The table is set, especially for that yellowfin tuna fishing offshore. So do what you can to get on a boat. Go out there. Remember to prepare to process your fish. If you catch 600 pounds of tuna, you need to have a plan in place. Use a professional fish cleaning service. But even after they're done with your catch, you need to be able to take those tuna loins, cut the bloodlines out of them, and freeze them in serving-sized portions or family-sized portions. Because when you get them back from a fish cleaner, they're generally in bulk. And if you throw those in your freezer like that, they will not be fit to eat when you thaw them out. The fish cleaning services will give you all the directions you need on how to handle all that stuff. And it's the time of year. It's a problem we like to have. That's my report for you on this Tuesday morning. I hope you have a great day today.